All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ainge Shekhlach from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on navigation. And we have our usual guests coming in. We have Wegedesk. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Thank you for joining
us. Hello. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us live. And we also have my brother, Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkna, BC, and also Lady Faima, the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And so we have a pretty awesome music list coming in. We have some Samsara Blues Experiment. We have Reverend Bizarre. We have Glenn Campbell. We have Luca Stricanoli. And also some Foggy Mountain Spaceship. So we're going to start off our show with some music from Samsara Blues Experiment. And this is their song called For the Lost Souls. So this is a good one. So listen in and enjoy.
Thank you.
was Samsara Blues Experiment for the Lost Souls. And we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Sweden, from Africa, from India, China, Japan, Ukraine, Russia, Australia, South America, wherever you are in this world and wherever you are in this universe, we welcome you. And thank you for joining us on this odyssey of positivity, humanitarian compassion, and empowerment for human rights and justice. Thank you so much. We appreciate your listening hearts and ears. So we have on the line with us our brother Wegedusk, and would love to start the show out right and ask him, please and thank you, to join or to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure as always. Lots of love to everybody there in the studio and the listeners around the world. Let's do these deep breaths and really focus on emotional and physical synchronicity. So as we breathe in, let's appreciate everything. Maybe think of some loved ones, anything you're super grateful for. And as you exhale, just release and let everything go and really try to relax your physical body, and that'll tune you into the present, which is where we are the most powerful. So let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Two more. And all the way in. Fill it up. Oh yeah, that's good. Ooh. Stuff.
Wow. Ooh, man, that's awesome, getting that oxygen into the brains and blood, getting us all hyped up and ready for an awesome show, and get on with our subject, which is going to be navigation, which fit it well with our song for the Lost Souls. And we'd love to ask you, Wegedus, on your words, what's your words on navigation?
Navigation, yeah, that's a really good one, Chief. And I have to say, my brain goes to two places. It goes to our internal guidance system, which some people might say is their gut feeling or their intuition. And I think that's probably the most reliable and important thing to follow when we're looking to make decisions and navigate through this incredibly complicated and sometimes turbulent environment that we're in. I think internally, we all are connected to what some people call God, the universe, whatever it is. There's something very magical and special inside of us. And when we're busy and stressed and rocked, when our boat is rocked, we are less likely to tune into the highest parts of ourselves. And it reminds me of the saying, be still and know that I am God. And so I really encourage all the listeners out there, if you're ever feeling lost or you're trying to touch base with your intuition, your most important navigation system, I think it's really important to do those deep breaths, find a nice quiet place, and listen to the stillness and silence so that you can be sure that whatever intuition comes from you is coming from inside of you, and not just further vibrations of our external world, which is super powerful. There's no doubt about it that the world that we live in is saturated with so much stimulation, and that stimulation is definitely going to guide you in all sorts of directions, but it's your intuition that will always tell you what's going to be best for you. So that's what I'm thinking about when I hear about navigation. And it's really, you know, following your heart and doing what you think is going to be best for you. Mm-hmm. How about you guys? What do you think about that?
Well, for me, I've been thinking about it a lot. And from time to time, I I find my navigational compass. And I found it to be part of my own culture, traditions, and heritage. And my compass, I realized as I was just deeply thinking about it, it's my connection with Eagle Nation. And a lot of the tribes across North America are connected to the eagle, and which is why I really strongly believe in Eagle Nation, because it's one of our sacred symbols. In our language, the Ntlakepnk tribe, we call it Kha. And the only way that we can translate that word, the closest we can get to is super sacred. So think of something super sacred, but then 10 times on that. And that's, for me, what the eagle represents. And for me, with the use of our traditional heritage and traditions and culture, which is the eagle feather, I use that as my own personal compass. And I look to it and use it as my guide in this crazy world. And it's helped me, led me out of being lost and feeling lost and wandering. And it connected me to this life. And that's what I encourage people out there to look for their own culture, traditions, and heritage and have that connection. And that can bring you to a compass. And it can help you in this big world to not get lost. Because when you're lost, you know, you can easily end up in some of the worst places in the world, and that's where you don't want to be. And I encourage you, to all of our listeners and myself, to always look for our culture, traditions, and heritage, and grasp onto that and uphold it and use it as something that can lead and guide you in this crazy, wild world. So those are my words for that. And, you know, I really appreciate your words, your wisdom, and because you're a big time achiever. You know, you've done some wonderful, awesome things in this world, and it's just magic whenever you come to our show and share. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Of course, it's always a pleasure to be on Eagle Nation, and thanks for choosing another topic that gets our brains and our hearts focused on the right things in life.
No problem. Well, we're going to have to let you go for now. Thank you so much for joining us live and sharing your words and wisdom.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Lots of love to you guys. Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Love you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, lots of love to you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, our high diving champion, and just a really special person. So we're going to continue on with our program. We're going to get on to our next guest coming in, which is already sitting here. So we're going to listen to some Reverend Bazaar and their song called Cromwell.
Reverend Bazaar?
Yeah, so let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
That was something.
Yeah, that was Reverend Bizarre and their song called Cromwell.
Yeah, wow.
That is some pretty cool doom metal. Yeah, so we have with us the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and would love to hear your words on navigation.
Yeah, I've been listening to what you and Wegedisc has been saying. It's like, oh, because I've been reflecting. Some of it was similar, but there's also differences. So you've offered up some interesting perspectives with it as well. When you said about the feather, it reminded me of if I start to feel a little bit off, like, or lost. You use the words lost. Wegedisc used the words stressed, and you know how that kind of takes you away from the compass, as you were using the word compass. And I was realizing what I wrote down. I said, need a North Star, like having a North Star. And it's interesting because I thought of Counselor Fari, because she called me Star Nation. Mm. And it's like, when, and I sometimes forget it, but if I look up, it somehow is reassuringly reminding of that, to trust my gut. Mm. And that gut is exactly, and I really align with what Wegedisc was saying, is like, it comes from that calm place. So it's kind of like a calm, solid inner knowing, not the kind of like with the bustle and stress of modern living. It, any stuff that comes from the gut is often just reaction instead of that deeper rooted intelligence and wisdom. So I think of navigation as it comes from a very deep place, and the ways to reach that place is with some of the things that both you and Wegedisc have talked about. And for me, my North Star is actually the stars, you know, and that's really great. It's reminding me, it's like, yeah.
Well, that's a very good connection, because I do know that me and my brothers, we always use the stars.
Yeah.
And we look into the skies and in the heavens, and I think it's something that connects us with our ancestors, because, you know, all our ancestors have looked into the same sky and saw the same stars and planets and, you know, the sun, the moon, all these astrological real life beings that go into eternity. And I know that me and my brothers, we get connected by, we call it Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden?
Yeah, up in the skies, we have this one constellation that we all look at.
Wow.
And we always realize that wherever we are, we can go out, we can see the stars and look at the sky, and it connects us with our other brothers.
So ancestors and people here.
Yeah, and we know, oh, my brothers are looking at the same stars.
Right.
'Cause that's our constellation.
Yes.
So Orion is the other name for the constellation.
Yeah.
We call it Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden sounds good.
Yeah,
it's got
an
awesome sound to it.
So that's what we use. We use those navigational tools.
Yeah.
And these are navigational tools that, you know, other